A little bit. I was very concerned, and our coaching staff was all week, you know, I guess not all week, but going into this week, how would we handle it as a team? You know, we come off a very emotional weekend against Michigan, a big series with all the hoopla and the Stanley Cup and everything. You know, you're going to have a letdown at some point. It's just going to happen. And I was very concerned, but I give our players a ton of credit. I mean, the way they practiced this week, they had a great week. The intensity and the energy were very, very good. So that helped relax the old coach a little bit, knowing that, you know, because usually you play like you practice. If you've had good practices, most time you're going to play well. And I thought we had outstanding practices with high energy, high tempo. And I thought that just showed in the first period that on Friday that, you know, we were ready to go. We were dialed in and focused on the game.
It took a couple of penalties in the first period. Chris Leibinger and Matt Roy, they took one. Blake Tatchell went off for roughing call late in the period with Matt Roy on those matching minors. So we go into the second period, and we get a power play goal. Wasn't a great play, I guess, but any goal that goes in is great. Talk a little bit about what was going on there, Coach, that created that opportunity for Tyler.
Yeah, they did a good job on our penalty killing. Obviously, with video and everything else, they scouted it very well. So they took some of our options away. I'll call this group A2 or something like that. But they moved the puck well, around well. And we noticed that in front of the net, they left the net front player open more than not, and what we did there is just tried to get something through to the net, and we did a good job of that, and obviously Tyler was alone, and he had, I think, one or two whacks at it, and you know, it's hard to see on the video. If he, you know, you can see him whack it, and the puck never, it just, you know, trickles right through the goal and goes in. I know that they reviewed it, but you know, when you see it back, there was no issue at all. So he wasn't in the crease, didn't in for the goalie. You know, he shot it, and it just sort of went underneath him, kept going in. So I don't know. It's a great call. Good call.
It almost looked like Mantha overcommitted to the puck. He dove out and almost dove over the puck,
yep,
and
it squirted underneath him.
Instead of getting it with his glove.
Kept moving, so he never quite got in front of it.
Clear to the line and held in by Tanner. 12 seconds left to go on the power play for the Huskies. Here is Gould. Gould looks to tap it in front, gets it to Hayden, and scores! Lead Michigan Tech.
They went upstairs for it. It was one of the quickest reviews ever. I mean, it was turning the television on and turning it off. They came out so quick.
There was nothing to dispute or argue. Like I said, he wasn't in the crease, no interference with the goalie. You can see the puck just continues to go straight in. It's not like he had a frozen and we whacked it out of his hand or his body or anything like that. It just went straight in. So, you know, good goal and a big goal. You know, big goal. We were playing well, but we didn't have anything to show for it until that point.
So Tyler Hayden gets his second goal of the season. Malcolm Gould and Tanner Carroll get the assist, and the Huskies had a 1-0 lead in the second period. Shots in the second period, Coach, 15-7. Another dominating performance shot-wise by Michigan Tech.
Well, like I said, we were ready to play, and I thought we did a nice job of getting the puck in the zone and getting out of our zone quickly, but more importantly, getting in their zone. And we had a real good forecheck going, and you know, there's a few shifts we had them bottled up there quite a while, but I give them credit. You know, they were playing that perfect road game where, you know, they bent a little bit, but they didn't break. You know, they get an outstanding goaltending. You know, they weren't giving us much. They do a real good job in front of the net. They're more of a man-on-man team, and they latch on to you, and it's pretty hard to get away from them. And I know we got frustrated a little bit, more so Saturday, not as much Friday, but they're a good checking team, especially in their D zone.
Well, we had just the 1-0 lead, and Blake Pietola takes that slashing call late in the period, and I thought, oh, are we going to, you know, let them get back in this game now before the period ends? I just hope to get out of it, and we did. We did a pretty good kill there, and then they got a penalty late, I think, too.
Well, exactly, yeah. And now our penalty killers were, I thought, outstanding. They had a couple looks here or there, but overall, on the whole weekend, you know, we had some 5-on-3s we had to kill off, and you know, and that was Friday night. You know, they had a couple 5-on-3s on Friday night, but our guys did an outstanding job of just staying in the shot lanes and giving them the perimeter and not giving up much.
We got the second goal of the game from Malcolm Gould, a nice one. His third of the season. Mike Neville and Shane Hanna get the assists.
Huskies will pick it up and now bring it up as Hanna. Hannah over for Gould. Gould across the line. Centers it in front for Heinonen. Shot taken. Score! Malcolm Gould spins around and puts a top shelf over the corner of Mantha. A huge goal for the Huskies. They lead it 2-0 with 8:42 remaining.
Echo coming at the 11:18 mark of the third period. Could not have been at a better time. Mike Neville, Shane Hanna get the assist. Coach, I thought it went straight in, but did you get a good look at the replay and whether that hit a stick and launched underneath the crossbar?
Yeah, no, it didn't. It went straight in. It was an interesting play. He tried to make a play to Tyler Heinonen, and they're trying to create a two-on-one on the Anchorage defenseman just at the offensive blue line there, and it got blocked. It didn't get through, and so Tyler Heinonen kept going through to the net, and the puck came back to Malcolm, and Malcolm got in a weird position, and then just obviously just twirled around, sort of got on his, with his back to the net, and then right. He just twirled around and threw it at the net. Now, if he did that, you could say that's a great goal because number one, he had his back to the net, and then he twirls, and he didn't look at the net at all. So number one, you got to know where the net is. Then number two, he throws it, probably the only place he could have scored, up high just under the crossbar, mm-hmm. above the goalie's gloves. So great goal, big goal. And, you breathed a little bit easier at that point in the game, like I said, because they were playing that road game where they just needed that one shot to tie it or get back in the game. So that was a huge goal for us and good for Malcolm. Malcolm's played really well this fall. He came back in really good shape, quicker, less weight, and Tyler Shellast has done a real good job with all our guys. But you can really see in Malcolm Gould his benefit him. He's got that extra jump too. He's good quicker this year, and he's gone around a few guys, which I know the guys have been giving a hard time about. But good for Malcolm, and that was a huge goal.
We talked to him before the game on Saturday night after you scored that goal on Friday night. We asked him that question. What is it about you this year that is making you stand out? Because he never really stood out. You always said he has that great knack for scoring goals.
Right.
And he did score some great goals. But you're right. There is a real obvious... he's really taken his game up to another level.
Well, and he's a junior now. He should. He knows what the games are about. And I think first and foremost is he's probably... I don't want to say recommitted, but put a little more commitment into his game and his conditioning and giving himself a chance before you even get out on the ice to be ready to play and to be able to play with pace. And that's what our team is preaching, pace, pace, pace. We want to play at pace and, put a lot of pressure on other teams and wear them down and tire them out. And in order to do that, we have to be in good shape and you have to have some depth. And I think Malcolm's, obviously he's got some confidence going now, and he can shoot the puck as good as anybody on our team, around the net. You see it every day in practice. Like, he can go in and pick a corner, no problem, with some heat to the shot, with a heavier shot. So I'm happy for him, and we're going to need guys like Malcolm. Patan's not going to score every night. Blake Pietl's not going to score every night. David Johnson's not going to score every night. We need guys like... Neville to start to chip in, and we need Heinonen to chip in, and Gould and Hietala, and all those other players, Lesbrons when he gets a chance to play, and Baltus like he scored. So, and we have that, so it's good.
Well, let me ask you this: coming into the season, Coach, in your mind, was Malcolm potentially a bubble player that would really be difficult to, because we had a lot of good freshmen coming in here that are ready to play, and Malcolm Gould now is, he's a top guy out there.
Well, we might have. Who knows?
Yeah.
Some things have happened. Just to clarify, Evan Anderson, some people might have been wondering why he hasn't had an opportunity to play or what. He's a big body, skates well. He's been out with mono,
right.
So he got sick initially, then he had a groin. And then he caught mono. So he hasn't even skated with our team since maybe the first couple days when coaches could come out on the ice. So so Evan's, pretty well the first half here might be a wash for him. Same with Mason Blacklock. Everybody wants to know Mason. And Mason had a summer where the last month and a half he didn't do anything because he had a couple bad knees. They're really bothering him. So the doctor just, I guess – evaluate him, told him just don't do anything, stay off him and don't need surgery. But so he's just starting to get caught up and in shape and whatnot. So But anyway, if those guys are okay, then a guy like, you know, who knows where Malcolm fits in. And but I give Malcolm credit. He came back great shape. Best shape he's ever been in. He's added some quickness, and once he got in the lineup, you know, he took advantage of it. And that's